السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. استغفر اللہ الذی لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم واتوب الیہ. استغفر اللہ الذی لا الہ الا هو الحی القیوم واتوب الیہ. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک کو اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر Get up at night, put your forehead on the ground and in sajda cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and bring life into your heart. To bring life into the dead heart, put your head on the musalla before Allah, get up from those warm, comfortable beds, and then with your tears flowing from your eyes, light up your hearts, bring life into those hearts. Ruha ko noor taqwa se tu shad kar. The happiness, the pleasure, the joy, the satisfaction of the soul is not in material things. It will be in the noor of taqwa that the hearts will find contentment, satisfaction, that the soul will find enjoyment and pleasure. Nafs dushman hai. Nafs dushman hai. Your nafs is your enemy. Shaitan is your enemy. Dushman ko tu nashad kar. How can you try to please an enemy? No person in this world wants to please an enemy. So your nafs and shaitan, they are your enemies. So displease your enemy. Make them unhappy. Dil ko noor-e khuda se tu abad kar. Dil ko noor-e khuda se tu abad kar. Bring life into your heart. Populate your heart with what? Noor-e-Khuda. Noor-e-Khuda, where will you find it? You will find it in Zikrullah, you will find it in Tilawat, in Ibadat, in Khidmat, in fulfilling all the ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, undertaking all activities of life according to the Quran and Sunnah. That is where you will find the Noor. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. We have to restrain ourselves from haram. Gunaho ki khaish, the khaish will develop in the hearts. The desire will come in the hearts. Otherwise we would have been angels. Everybody would have been created an angel. There's no khaish in the heart. There's no evil desire. There's nothing to fight. Everybody would have been angels. Allah Ta'ala has created these desires. But we require wood and coal. We require the gas. We require wood and coal, all these things to burn. And then on that we cook up our biryani. But we don't find a person eating the wood and coal. If he's going to eat the coal, then he's going to die. That coal is to be burnt so that that biryani may be cooked, and then that aroma of that will go far and wide. So in the same way, the khaishat, the evil desires that come into the heart, they are there so that they may be burnt. That's the fuel. Burn them up, then you'll get the noor of taqwa in the hearts. Then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, what kind of joy, what kind of satisfaction He gives into those hearts. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Ruh ko noor-e-taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Dil ko noor-e-khuda se tu abad kar. Dil ko noor-e-khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Dil ko noor-e-khuda se tu abad kar. Aur gunahon ki khwahish ko barbaad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Hamd se is zuban ko tu hamad kar. Hamd se is zuban ko tu hamad kar. Sar ko chaukat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Hamd se is zuban ko tu hamad kar. Sar ko chaukat pe unki tu sajjad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. Dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar. دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر، قلب جوان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر، اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. Let your heart, let your body, let all parts of your body become an abid. If you are going to make all parts of your body an abid, you become a true worship of Allah Ta'ala. In that we commit ourselves to Allah Ta'ala's ibadat, Allah Ta'ala's obedience, Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's itaat and muhabbat, then what will happen? Sukoon-e dilo jaan ko khalla dakar. Then the sukoon of your heart, the peace, the contentment, the satisfaction of your heart will become forever and ever. At present there is no peace in any home, there is no peace and satisfaction in anybody's life, no matter how much of material things we may have, but there is just no satisfaction, no peace, no happiness. It seems like there's World War III in every home, in every person's life. So where are we going to find that sukoon? We are searching for that sukoon everywhere, but we cannot find it. That sukoon we will only find if we make our qalb o jaan abbad. Qalb o jaan ko tu is dar pe abbad kar, aur sukoon dil o jaan ko khalad kar. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر، اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر، اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر. Your own desires, your own feelings, your own wishes, your own whatever desires come, if they are against the Quran, against the Sunnah, against the Sharia, it is in the displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then make barbad of those khahishat. There is no other way. Make qatal of them, destroy them, shoot them, kill them, murder them. All these words which we listen to every day, murder, killing, suicide, all those things that we listen to, then murder and kill and shoot and fire those evil desires. When we are going to destroy those evil desires for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then do we think that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not going to give us pleasure in our hearts? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I mean, He is our creator. He knows exactly why we did that and for whom we did that. The desire came to commit adultery, it came, no problem. Now the person does not commit it, he restrains himself. The desire comes to watch evil and haram, the person restrains himself. The desire comes to engage in ghibah, to engage in any kind of haram activity, the person says, no, for the pleasure of my Allah, I'm going to restrain myself. Now if he's going to restrain himself from haram, from taking interest, from gambling, from adultery, from fornication, from casting lustful glances and all those type of things, then definitely there's going to be a pain that will come on the heart. But this murder of those evil desires, what is going to happen is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not give that heart two kinds of pain after that. It is a very strange thing this, that the more the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the more the sukoon comes in the heart. The fear of hijackers and murderers and killers and robbers and looters and burglars, it creates more restlessness and anxiety. That's a kind of a fear, but it creates all kinds of restlessness and anxiety. But this fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab, standing before Allah and being accountable on the day of judgment, this fear with which the person restrains himself from haram, it is such a fear that it brings sukoon in that heart. It brings peace, satisfaction in that heart. There is no other way. What other way is there? Everybody wants sukoon. Where are you going to find it? Khushi ko khushi khushi aag lagai humne. Apni khushi ko khushi khushi aag lagai humne. He says, our evil desires, happily we put fire to them. Although outwardly they were giving us the impression that we are going to be enjoying ourselves and we'll get happiness, but happily we destroyed them. And once the person has destroyed his heart once for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala puts sukoon into that heart. Sweetness of Iman. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai dushman ko nashad kar. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہے چہیں سب میرے ارادے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ چہیں سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہیں, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ, 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Guna mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, isi mein ho intiqal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Teri madad ho meri ho koshish, teri kashish ho meri talab ho. Badi mein guzri hai umr sari, nasib taufeeq nek ab ho. بدی میں گزری ہے عمر ساری نصیب توفیق نیک اب ہو رہوں میں مشغول ذکر و طاعت بس اب یہی شغل روز و شب ہو ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 جب سانس لو میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا او اخطأنا
ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم کریم اللہ او مائی فورگیونگ اللہ مرسیفل کائنڈ کمپیشنٹ کیئرنگ لونگ اللہ Oh my beloved Allah, there is no other Allah besides you. Oh my Allah, there is no one besides you. Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have seized us by now. He would have destroyed us and the universe by now. Oh Allah, how kind you are, how forgiving you are, how merciful you are. That in spite of the sins that we are committing day and night, you are giving us food to eat, water to drink, clothes to wear, shelter above our heads, transport to places. Oh Allah, you are showering your ni'mat in spite of our sins, in spite of our disobedience. Oh Allah, how Rahim you are, how Kareem you are. Ey mere pyare Allah, tujh jaisa pyara khuda koi nahi. Ey Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. We are not justifying any of our sins. We are not justifying any of our sins. Oh Allah, there is nothing else that has gathered us here except that we have recognized you as our Rabb. Therefore, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, we are extending these begging bowls before you. We are seeking from you because your treasures are unlimited, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, your shan is of Rahimi and Kareemi. We know that we are not deserving of your rahmat. We know we are not deserving of your mercy. We know we are not deserving of forgiveness. We know that we make tawbah and break tawbah. But oh my beloved Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Ya Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Oh Allah, you are Kareem, and the Kareem is the one who gives to people even though they don't deserve. Oh Allah, we know we are deserving of your punishment. But oh my beloved Allah, you are Kareem, therefore give us your forgiveness. Oh Allah, bless us with forgiveness. Bless us with your rahmat. Bless us with your mercy. Oh Allah, open the floodgates of your rahmat and mercy for us. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are going to forgive us, then we will become successful and happy. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Oh Allah, you will become happy. And if you do not forgive us, oh Allah, if you do not forgive us, then the only one that will become pleased with our rejection and the only one that will become pleased with our destruction will be Shaitan. Hey, mere Allah, oh my beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of rahmat from us because of our insistence, because of our commitment of sins in abundance. Oh Allah, because of our persistence, do not turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Hey, mere pyare khuda, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat from us, if you are going to turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us, then you tell us, who can we go to? Which other door is for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us that we can go and beg? Oh Allah, who else is there before whom we can extend these begging bowls? Oh my beloved Allah, oh my beloved Allah, do not turn away your glance of rahmat from us. Ya Allah, tere siwa hamara koi nahi, tere siwa hamara koi nahi, tu hi hamara sahara hai. Oh my beloved Allah, do not turn away your glance of rahmat because of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive our sins and make Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy and pleased. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh Allah, you are well aware where our feet have walked. You are well aware what our eyes have seen. You are well aware of what our ears have heard. You are well aware of what our tongues have spoken. You are well aware of every thought that has come into our mind. Oh Allah, we are only fooling ourselves if we think that nobody has seen us. We are fooling ourselves if we think that you are unaware of what we are doing. Ey mere pyare khuda, but we are ashamed of the sins of our past. We are ashamed, oh my Allah. We know that we have been bragging about our sins. We know that we have even advertised our sins. We know that we have propagated sins. Oh Allah, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Tabi'een, the Taba-Tabi'een, the Awliya of the Ummat, oh Allah, those with purified hearts. They make ibadat, they make zikr, they make tilawat, they make khidmat, and they may serve the deen of yours. And still, oh Allah, they cry that they have not been able to do justice. And oh Allah, we commit sins and we laugh. We commit sins and we brag about our sins. We commit sins and we advertise them in our newspapers. Hey, Vere Allah, we are acknowledging before you. We are confessing. We know that we have indulged in all these sins in the past. But oh Allah, we are ashamed of those sins. Hey Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, lekin mere khuda, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kaha. Oh Allah, where can we go? If we go east, it is your kingdom. If we go west, it is your kingdom. If we go north, it is your kingdom. If we go south, it is your kingdom. If we go deep down the ocean, it is your kingdom. If we go right above the heavens, it is your kingdom. Ya Allah, where can we escape? Mere pyare khuda, it is just your compassion and kindness that you do not seize us there and then when we commit sins. Oh my beloved Allah, where can we go besides you? Mere Allah, hume maaf farma de. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents. Forgive our wives and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey, mere Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Ummat ki maghfirat farma de. Oh Allah, the ummat is suffering everywhere in the world. We know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering. But oh my beloved Allah, you can change conditions as you wish. Our hearts are between your two fingers. You can turn them in any direction that you wish. Oh my Allah, change the direction of our life. Change the interest in our heart. Oh Allah, our hearts are filled with malice. Our hearts are filled with greed. Our hearts are filled with pride. Our hearts are filled with anger. Our hearts are filled with jealousy and envy. Our hearts are filled with all kinds of evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? These hearts which were supposed to be for your love. The hearts which were supposed to be for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, we have given our hearts to everything else. If there is no corner left in our hearts, there's no corner for your love anymore. There's no corner for the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anymore. Hey, mere Allah, we know that we have made dirt bins of our hearts. Lekin mere Allah, who else can purify our hearts besides you? Ya Allah, purify our hearts. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of zuhd. Fill our hearts with the noor of sabr. Fill our hearts with the noor of shukr. Fill our hearts with the light of ibadat. Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of zikr and tilawat. Ya Allah, light up our hearts. Oh Allah, take us in the direction that leads to Madina Sharif. Take us in the direction that leads to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, take us in the direction that leads to you. Oh Allah, take us in the direction that leads to Jannat. Distance us from the road that leads to hell. Distance us from the road that leads to your anger. Distance us from the road that leads to your wrath. Oh Allah, distance us from the road that leads to shaitan and nafs. Hey, mere Allah, ab to hamare haal par raham farma. Hum khud bhi gunah karte karte thak gaye. Lekin mere Allah, ghaflat ki neend se hum bedar nahi ho rahe. We ourselves have seen the consequences of sins in our own homes. We have seen the consequences of sins in our lives, that it has brought nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries and problems, arguments and feuds and fights and quarrels and murders and killings. Hey, mere Allah, we have seen the results of our sins, but still we are not prepared to give up our sins. Ya Allah, give us the realization that we cannot find peace and happiness except in your remembrance. Ya Allah, tere zikr ki tawfiq ata farma. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. And for the men folk with jamaat, ya Allah, hame tawfiq ata farma. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if farz. Oh my beloved Allah, bless each and every one of us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with joy in our hearts. Ya Allah, the whole world is full of depression. Ya Allah, bless us with joy in our hearts. Oh my Allah, put joy and satisfaction in our hearts. Unite our hearts, O my Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, ummah-e-muslimah ki madad farma. Mujahideen-e-islam ki madad aur nusrat farma. The works of deen which are taking place, accept each and every worker of deen. Ey Allah, deen ke liye jo bhi mehnat kar raha hai, usko qubool farma. Tabligh wa dawat ki mehnat qubool farma. Masajid ki mehnat qubool. قبول فرما مدارس اور دارال علوم اور خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with long life, bless us with good health. Ya Allah, bless us with good health, bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, whether they are in the hospitals or in the homes, or whether they are amongst us, whether they are young or old, Oh my Allah, bless us with complete cure from all ailments. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Oh my beloved Allah, cure us of all our ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Bless us with good health. Ya Allah, bless us with happiness and protection. Protect our iman, oh my Allah. Protect our iman, oh my Allah. In these days of fitna, ay mere Allah, fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas in our shops, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas on our roads, fitnas at our airports, fitnas in our aeroplanes, even the charter flights which leave for Makkah Mukarrama, fitnas in those planes. Films and all kinds of evil and haram in those films, in those planes. Ey mere Allah, the Hujjaj also are faced with fitnas from different parts of the world when they are flying into Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. Ey mere Allah, fitnas in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. In the hotel rooms and the foyers. Ey mere Allah, so much of fitnas. Ey Allah, in the bazaars and marketplaces of those Mubarak lands, how much of fitnas. Mere Allah, hum kahan jaye? Mere Allah, where do we go? Which way do we turn? Mere Allah, protect us from all the fitnas. Protect us from all the fitnas. Protect us from all the fitnas. Protect our parents from the fitnas. Our wives and children from the fitnas. Protect our from the entire Muslim ummah from the fitnas. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and do not deprive us of the goodness of the hereafter. Oh my Allah, we are seeking from you the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Bless us with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, Ya Allah, remove their financial difficulty. Bless them with plentiful of halal sustenance and remove their financial difficulties. Protect us and safeguard us from taking interest and giving interest. Ey mere Allah, our carpets on interest, our shoes on interest, our clothes on interest, our cars on interest, our businesses on interest. Mere Allah, how can there be barakat in our homes? How can there be barakat in our lives? How can there be happiness between the family members? Lekin mere khuda, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed and we have gathered here to repent. We have gathered here to seek protection from those sins in future. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us all with hasana fi dunya and hasana fil akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Wa qina azab an-nar. Wa qina azab an-nar. Oh my beloved Allah, the Hujjaj who have left and those who are going, bless them with Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor. Ya Allah, protect them in that Mubarak land from all fitnas. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj that they are undertaking. Ya Allah, make them the means of Hidayat for the Ummah. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made one Hajj. Hey, mere Allah, how can we forget that Hajj in these Mubarak days? Ya Allah, in that Hajj with 124,000 glorious companions of his, each and every one of them a shining star, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Ya Allah, on that occasion, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, Ya Allah, the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajr-e-Aswad, the du'as that he made in the mataf, the du'as that he made
after touching the rukne yamani, mere pyare nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne rukne yamani ko chu karke jo manga tha, hajre aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, hatim mein namaze pad karke jo manga tha, mere pyare nabi alaihi salatu wasalam ne multasam se chivat karke der tak ro ro ke jo manga tha. Oh Allah, that masoom and sinless nabi of yours, how long he attached himself to the multazam and he prayed for sinful ones like us. All the duas that he made at the multazam, the duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made at Mina, the duas that he made at Arafat, oh Allah, from Zohar till Maghrib, that masoom and sinless nabi of yours is praying for the ummah. Ay Allah, the duas that he made at Muzdalifa, Allah, all the duas that he made in his entire life for the ummah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection, oh Allah, protect us, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when the time of our departure comes from this world. Hey, very Allah, let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Hey Allah, let our death be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our death be at the Rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reading as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. Oh Allah, at that time cause the angel of death to take away our soul, so that when we get burial in Jannatul Baqi, we may be forgiven. But if our death is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. Don't let the angel of death find us in adultery. Don't let the angel of death find us in fornication. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death visit us in some cinema or theater. Don't let the angel of death find us popping drugs into our mouths. Ay Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us when we are in some haram action. Ay Allah, let the angel of death visit us in a state that you are pleased with us. حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.